It is 6 o'clock. This is Dave and Jimmy. Dave Kalin, Jimmy Jam, Kelsey. Hi, Gandhi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Late night last night for me. My son had an elaborate scheme with the new Call of Duty video game.
Oh, that was the night.
Yeah, last night was the night. Oh. He got in a line.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's fine.
Did your wife make you go down and wait with him?
Well, let me tell a story. About a man named Jed.
I bet she did.
Poor mountaineer, nearly kept a family
fit. Oh, no.
His idea was he shows up early, buys the thing, but he's not allowed to own it till midnight. So he's tooling around between 9 and midnight. Nothing to do.
Why can't he own it till midnight?
Because it's technically not allowed to be sold till today. Okay, okay. So midnight, the video game place. So I'm watching Monday Night Football. I'm going in and out of sleep. And I go to sleep. 1 a.m. comes and my wife comes to me. He's like, talk to your son. I was like, okay. And my boy is at a friend's house playing this new Call of Duty game.
Of course
exactly.
He is.
I told him
I
not
told you
to.
He would. Did I say he would, guys?
I did too. I agreed with you.
All right. No, you didn't, but okay.
Yes, I did.
You said he's going to buy it and he's going to come home. And
I said that was the plan.
I knew
it. But I argued against it. Like, why would you stay up all night to own a video game that you're not going to be able to play because I'm not going to let you? Just wait till the next day and Walmart will have it at half off everywhere.
Okay, to which I said, you're crazy, Dave's going to play it all night. But go ahead. So what happens? He's at his friend's doing what we all said he would do. Then what happens? You had to go get him.
Yes, I had to go get him. I don't have a robe, so I put on...
Ew,
I put on Lord knows what from the floor.
You should let it all hang out.
Not across the street, sorry, not going to a neighbor.
Oh, did you walk over?
Yeah. I walked over to the friends and I knocked on the door and he goes, but we talked about it. I said, no, we did not talk about it. He goes, oh, well, you were there. I was talking with my friends. Well, you can talk all you want with your friends.
Was he embarrassed in front of all his friends that you pulled him away?
He started getting mad, but for some reason I have some charm over the kid. No, over him I do. The teenage girls, no.
What about when
the wife, no.
What about him, when you called him and said, come home now or I'm going to come over and get you? That didn't work?
No, at 1 a.m. when I first talked to him, he said he'd be coming, and then 10 minutes went by, and I said, no, this is slow, lazy teenager time. And, you know, his friend's across the street, so I had to. So now Jake owns Call of Duty, and he can swear at you, and you can swear at him, and you can shoot each other. Because that's pretty much how it goes.
So did you punish him? Did you ground him?
It just happened. Then I went, you know, got home, told him. I saw that coming, and I went to bed.
Yeah, but are you going to punish him now?
Since he disobeyed you and then didn't come home? Already punished him, though. He's not even allowed to drive the car because he didn't keep his B average. So he's not necessarily driving.
Wow, you Kalins are hardcore.
Yeah.
Watch the boy be the one that ends up being the problem child.
No way.
I hope not.
No way.
I hope not. He's the only joy.
I know, but see.
The girls are evil, and the wife
the
included. They're all
joy.
I know a lot about parenting, and let me tell you. There's a danger in, like, being the chosen child, too.
Well,
getting everything you want.
Because okay,
he's the chosen one.
Aw,
why? Well, he is.
This is horrible to say.
Well, he's definitely favored by his father.
Mm.
And his Uncle Jimmy.
What about your goddaughter?
Well, she comes in a close fourth.
What's her name?
No, I'm kidding. No, but he always says, oh, the boy is good. Oh, the boy
is good.
Am I right or not?
No, you're right. Yes. But it doesn't mean he's the chosen one by his father.
Well, by his trust me, the girls know that. The girls, you can feel that. Kids feel that.
Okay, I'll wrap this up. I'm confessing right now because the kids are on a two-hour delay. My school has some parent-teacher nudie-hooty, so they're not sleeping now. I mean, so they're not up.
Right.
I love my boy.
See, there it is. He admits it.
Love him.
He's the only one he mentions in that whole sentence there.
I can't help it. He wants to stay up till 2 a.m. swearing at foreigners playing the new Call of Duty.
Got a bar wire tat on your upper chest. Yeah! And party in the USA.
Jimmy now recommends that we should all raise our children like the Jacksons.
Yep.
You know, Michael wasn't staying out till, you know, midnight playing Tour of Duty with his friends. As Joe Jackson laid down a very, very stiff pimp hand. Now 607, moving on to other screwed up families. Here's Celebrity Sleaze.
I just ruined my shirt.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no. Jimmy ruined his shirt. He's got to take the F in New York. This is breaking news. Jimmy has ruined the shirt. He has to take the F in New York.
I fixed my shirt. I'm taking that.
His shirt is fixed. He may continue with Celebrity Sleaze.
I put the damn lotion on my hands.
I was trying to pull a freaking little
hair out of my shirt. With a box of Kleenex and no knowledge, please.